What would the founders do? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Once a year, we not only shoot off fireworks, but in many communities, we read the Declaration of Independence all the way through, which is good because it reminds us that it wasn't just poetry. It was a list of gripes. We live in a nation founded by leaders who were ticked off. They were ticked off at the king, and they told him why. And one of the things they were ticked off about was immigration, just like Americans are now.
We now faced a choice. We could squarely confront our challenges with honesty and determination, or we could consign ourselves and our children to a future less prosperous and less secure.
The president in his latest speech on immigration reform, why doesn't he just read the Declaration of Independence? That's a document all Americans seem to revere, above the Constitution even. Our most vigorous political movement, the Tea Party, is rooted in it. And when we turn to the Declaration of Independence for guidance on the subject of immigration, what do we find? We find that among the despotic acts of a tyrannical king, he has endeavored to prevent the population of these states. For that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither. There it is. The founders of this nation famously pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so that, among other things, they could create a new government that would encourage immigrants to come here legally and earn full citizenship. Any questions? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.